This is the Horton Charter Locker Room Chat with Head Coach David Losey on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you, and well, last week the Chargers had a tough one against Jeff County North, a Northeast Kansas League opponent, and fall short 60-3. So, Coach, I know you had a really good start to that game, drove down, kicked a field goal, but from there just kind of had to play catch up the rest of the way. But what do you look at as far as that game from Friday night against Jeff County North?
Well, you know, like you said, the first drive was nice, and when the team does, you know, kids do their 111th, and I know I've mentioned it about every week. We, you know, good things happen, and we get to our block and drive our feet, and, you know, do the board drill like we do in practice, but do this, you know, put that over to a game. You get a little bit of a crease there where some of our kids can get a few yards here and there, and hopefully work a little clock. And we were able to do that a couple of times, but you got to do that more often against teams like that.
I know you mentioned to me this defensively your guys have struggled a little bit really all season long. What is it defensively that you feel like your guys aren't in the right spots or not tackling, or what is it you feel like defensively your guys are struggling with?
Well, you know, they're in the right spots. We do too much tackling too high. We're not doing a real good job of translating from, transferring over from practice, working our gator drills, working our, you know, track the hip, keep low, wrapping legs instead. We're reaching a little too much. And I don't know if that's an age thing where some of our inexperienced guys are just, I don't know, you know, a little hesitant to buy into going down low. I'm not sure, but we're working on it daily. So we just keep working at it and keep grinding away, trying to be able to make sure that we bring guys down instead of doing the arm tackles, because at this level, you can't do that against good running backs.
You know, I know we've talked several times about the young guys, them being thrown into several spots and having to play quite a bit here early on, but I want to ask you about just the leadership of your upperclassmen. I know you don't have a ton of them, but looking at the upperclassmen, how pleased have you been just the way they've been able to lead this year?
Well, really, you know, for our juniors and seniors that are here, we can't ask for better kids, and they are there all the time. I mean, very rare do you even have an issue with them not being around, and they're vocal and, you know, good vocal as far as trying to be good team leaders. So, no, there's nothing that I could say bad about anything of our upperclassmen. They're great kids.
Well, now you look ahead to this week. You're going to need your seniors to step up. You'll have a road game at Central Heights, who's going to be a tough opponent. We'll talk about that when we come back. This is the Horton Chargers Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Horton Chargers Locker Room Chassel, talking with Head Coach David Losey, brought to you by Union State Bank and Sweet Pro Feed. And, well, Coach, look ahead to this week. Central Heights is the opponent. It'll be a road game for your guys after playing at home last week. So hit the road to Central Heights. They're a team that obviously 2-1 on the year and off to a pretty good start. But what do you look at here with Heights?
Well, they're, got good size up front. Got a quarterback that's a very good athlete. You know, we faced him last year, and he did some good things. We'd like to think we're a little better on the defensive side here, and hopefully can corral him a little bit. But biggest thing for us, I think, is we need to move the ball and chew up clock and keep the game short, as they say. So, yeah, they're a solid team, and, you know, we're looking forward to seeing them Friday.
Yeah, and is that the biggest thing you look at for this week as far as, I know you talked about, we talked about earlier in the first segment, just about the defense struggling a little bit, but is that maybe the biggest key right now, is the offense trying to sustain drives and at least keep the defense off the field?
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, you see it at all levels. If your offense can't sustain a few drives, defense, it'll tire you out being on there too much, and even though we got quite a few kids going both ways, I mean, it's just something about offense, and then getting a little bit of that confidence there too, you know, starting to take over a little bit on that side of the ball, that helps out also, just some kind of mental thing.
I know we've talked quite a bit about different things here so far, about things you feel like the guys need to work on, but when you look at this game heading into Friday at Central Heights, what is the one thing that you feel like you need to see?
We need to see our defense make sure that we don't let their quarterback get to the edge or get to the next level. We did a pretty decent job at the point of attack last week. It was the cutbacks that hurt us. We've really been working with our kids that are on the backside, you know, how you come down the line instead of getting too deep, how you angle, where your angle should be as a backside backer. So we're hoping that we can keep him contained and give ourselves an opportunity.
Well, Coach, with that, we certainly wish you the best of luck against Central Heights this week. But as always, thank you so much for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it.
You bet, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Coach, thank you. David Losey, head coach of the Horton Chargers, joining us on our locker room chats. It is brought to you by Union State Bank and Sweet Pro Feed on FM 103.9 KNZA.